Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 30th of January, 2024, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you write in on your...
I don't write in. I only write out.
On you the only scooter. Ride out on your electric scooter.
Yep.
You get a ride in. And we're going to have a big day. Is it later on this week or next week?
I'm going to have my first official driving lesson. And once they think I'm confident enough, I will go ahead and do my behind the wheel test.
This week? Next week?
This week, next week, most likely this or next month, I'm going to be much farther ahead, probably driving to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Wow.
I'm excited.
I am too. Don't drive into our front door or back door.
Gotta be one of them.
Congratulations. So what national special day is it today?
I like this one. National Plan for the Vacation Day. Plan for Vacation Day.
National Plan for Vacation Day. There's a day. There's a...
Yeah. I don't know who created
where
that
Where do
one.
You get these from, by the way?
The National Day Calendar.
The National Day Calendar. National Plan for Vacation.
This one was made by National Day Calendar and U.S. Travel Association.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I'll plan for my vacation today. I'll try to work it into my busy schedule. Hey, today, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 66, kind of like yesterday. Tonight, though, 50% chance of showers with a low around 50. And tomorrow, showers, which could be very heavy at times, temperature around 52. And tomorrow, a low of around 47. Now, we're going to be having wind tomorrow. Sip 15 to 23 miles per hour with gusts as high as 36 miles per miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 100%. Could be between 1 and 2 inches. That's a lot of rain. So stand by. Thursday, showers and low around 43. Possibly a thunderstorm Thursday night. And then Friday, showers with thunderstorms, also possible after 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Saturday, a chance of showers. Sunday, a chance of showers, but partly sunny also. And the lows are going to be in the 30s on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's going to get a lot of rain this week, which means the lake is going to go up more. And we're going to have Kevin Kelly on here looking at next Monday from Holiday Harbor. But he, of course, works on the lake, has been working on the lake for 20-something years out there, and is going to talk about the lake and the lake levels and the problems the BLM or whoever runs the lakes. I don't know if it's BLM. Whoever runs the lakes is having, because so much rain is coming in, so much rain in California that they can't release a lot because the river's already full and they're getting all the runoff from other areas. So it's going to be interesting here. But the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company out of Anderson. All gas comes out of, all propane comes out of a couple of tanks. So it comes down to customer service, and their customer service is just outstanding. They do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned company, Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. So what good news do you want me to start off with today? How about this one? I know you're going to love this one. AT&T is asking the California Public Utilities Commission to cut service, saying they do no longer want to be the last, the last chance telephone service. And which what that means is they want to cut out landlines in parts of California. A lot of customers or will be, they sent customers a letter informing them they may no longer provide landline service in certain areas through California. Why? Because they're saying is that it's not, they can't handle that anymore, and they have asked that they be taken off the list under an obligation of California law to provide traditional landline phone service, a large portion of the service territory in California. That leaves customers in rural areas with spotty service as it is concerned because a lot of places don't have cell phone service. So where do you think this is going to be? Well, you don't have to look it up. I looked it up for you. And localities where AT&T California is seeking relief from its last resort obligation, Shasta County. Anderson, City, and surrounding areas, Bella Vista, Costella, Centerville, Cottonwood, French Gulch, Happy Valley, Jones Valley, Keswick, Lakehead, Mountain Gate, Palo Cedro, and these are CDP. It must be the census-derived population areas. Redding City and surrounding areas. Shasta and Shasta Lake City. That seems like most of Shasta County right there to me. But don't worry. We're not being singled out. Santa Cruz is also got, they must have 50 in here. Including Twin Lakes, Watsonville, Capital City. Let me see. How about San Luis Obispo? Yes. Santa Clara? Yes. San Mateo? I want to see if San Francisco. South San Francisco and surrounding areas. San Mateo, San Carlos, San Bruno, Redwood City. So what they're doing is they're obligated to have service out there, and they're asking to be taken off that. So what does that mean to you? If do you have AT&T as your landline? You should have gotten a letter or be getting a letter that says they want to pull that service. That's up to the California Public Utilities Commission. Then they have to go through the feds and a couple others. But this is just the first shot at it. Good news to start off Tuesday morning. I don't know what the problem is. I mean, for here in Reading, we have alternatives. But I'm not sure, when you get out further out, Shasta Lake City, French Gulch, I don't know what their alternative is to having landlines out there. I mean, is there another company out there? Here in town, you've got Charter has landlines. I think that's what we have. Those are our bills that come in for it. But this could be have a huge impact on the state of California. Unless there's enough new services out there, but to try and rely on a cell tower doesn't always work, as we have found out in fires going on, that the cell towers go down. sometimes landlines or the electricity goes out. Sometimes the landlines are the only way to get through there. So it'll be interesting to see what the California Public Utilities Commission says. All right, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is a guy that whose whole mission in life is to take care of those who are being treated poorly by insurance companies. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial or other reasons, give Patrick a call. at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He was in the insurance industry for a couple of years. He's a veteran. He was a law enforcement officer before he got into the legal side of things, the law side of things. And since work injuries can be life changing, he's there to help you get through this crisis. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Kevin Cry's cronies are at it again. Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has dumped another $250,000 into Shasta County to buy Cry, bringing Anselmo's total spending toward $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and the Botlanders on our way back from Hemet today. She should be back later on this week. I miss her little smiling face. I miss her smiling face and her comments on things. But here's who I have to take her place on the radio. Anne Marie with Community Calendar.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm so sorry that I got us all screwed up for yesterday, and I promise from now on it'll be Monday morning.
Oh, thank you kindly, Carl. Thank you.
Well, I just want, and our Community Calendar is brought to us by Siskiyou Insurance, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Okay, what's up?
Well, there are a couple of dates to note this week. This Friday, February 2nd, is Groundhog Day.
Uh-oh.
We'll see if he sees his shadow or not. And this Saturday, February 3rd, is National Four Chaplains Day. It was February 3rd, 1943, when the U.S. Army transport Dorchester was hit and sunk during World War II. The four chaplains gave away their life vests to save others. So,
wow.
Very important dates to remember.
Wow. Okay.
As we begin our community calendar, the Reading Area Bus Authority is offering free rides for our military veterans on fixed routes and demand response services throughout Shasta County. The program started earlier this month. Veterans will need to show ID. For more details or to inquire on this service, please call 530-241-2877 or visit the Reading Area Bus Authority on Facebook, where you can also find out additional information on the program.
And this also includes giving them a call and getting the van to come pick you up, too.
So, this includes the ADA paratransit service.
Right. And plus, if you need to go to some place that doesn't have a regular route, they can work that out, too. Or they can get you to the nearest spot where there is a bus, or into that zone where there is a bus terminal or a bus place. So, it's a great deal.
Yeah, good service. Yes. And as a reminder, Healthy Shasta is looking to encourage a healthy start to 2024. And they are doing their 2024 Healthy Shasta Walks Passport, which is currently taking place through February 29th. Participants must complete and have checked off at least 10 different walks on their passport to be entered into a drawing for a prize. The 2024 Healthy Shasta Walks Passport Challenge is open to those who live or work in Shasta County. For a list of rules or to get started, check out healthyshasta.org. Tuesday night, tonight, the Teen Advisory Board will have their game night at the Reading Library from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Geared toward those aged 12 to 18, the Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. And speaking about the Reading Library, starting Thursday, February 1st, there will be an AARP tax aid available from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. to assist seniors, disabled, and low- and middle-income folks with helping prepare their federal and tax income returns. There is no charge for the service, and this free service will be available on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays going forward into tax season. For more information on this and other programs, visit ShastaLibraries.org. On Friday evening, you can check out First Fridays in downtown Reading. The event starts at 5 p.m. according to the event flyer. Participating downtown businesses often stay open later and offer special deals during the event. While strolling downtown, also look for live music, pop-ups, and art. For more information or to view the event flyer, check out vivadowntownreading.org. Start your Saturday off by heading back to the Reading Library for the monthly giant book sale from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the community room, hosted by Friends of Shasta County Libraries. This monthly book sale is held on the first Saturday of every month. One Safe Place will host their 37th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 3rd, at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. Welcome room doors open at 4 p.m. and dining doors open at 5 p.m. There will also be an after party at 7:30 p.m. with live music and dancing. For more information on the Crab Feed or One Safe Place, visit ospshasta.org or visit them on Facebook at One Safe Place Shasta. This coming weekend, February 3rd and 4th, the Shasta Supermoto Club will host their 24-hour Team Endurance Mini Bike Race at 6030 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. There will be a cash prize for the winner of each class provided by Good Times Pizza located in Palisadro. Event gates open on Friday at 2 p.m. To pre-register or for more information, you can visit their website at ShastaSupermoto.com or check them out on Facebook. The 2024 Lunar New Year, Year of the Dragon, Grand Finale will take place Sunday, February 4th in historic Chinatown in Red Bluff. The event will kick off at 12 p.m. Admission to the event is free. Now, there's a lot of activities happening with this event. So for more information, check out Red Bluff Chew, that's redbluffchew.org, and click on 1 Year Series of Events tab. There you will find a schedule of activities and more details on the history of the event. The event runs till 5 p.m. And finally, for those inquiring about the new Barnes & Noble in the new location on Hilltop, the new store is open and much larger. It's in the old Bed Bath & Beyond location at 1140 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Their grand opening was January 24th. And that is your sample of events taking place. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Wow, Anne Marie, you got them all.
There's a lot happening. Yeah.
The big one, you know, besides the Crab Feed and all the other things, this down in Red Bluff, this is the first time they have been back for the Chinese Dragon, the first time the Chinese Dragon will perform in 116 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's going to be happening, well, it starts, like you said,
12 p.m.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be a great time.
And admission is free for the event.
That's it. Okay. Well, thank you, and we'll hear you next Monday.
Thank you. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you, Anne Marie. Also, if I like to just add on to this, that there's a Veterans Lunch the first Friday of each month. All services are invited, all ranks. It's down at the Waffle House. It starts at 11:30, the first Friday of each month, and that'll be happening this Friday. It's pretty, you know, it's not real formal. Everybody comes in and chit-chats, and they talk about a number of things that are happening for our veterans in our community. And that's Fridays, the first Friday of each month at the Waffle House. I think that's off of Athens Street down there. And like I said, all veterans are invited. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
No, they don't like you when I'm down. When I'm flying, no, it makes them so uncomfortable, so different. What's the difference when it ain't that bad? It could always be worse. I'm running out of gas, hardly anything left.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the post office, Duluth, would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Country roads, take me home to the base. I belong, West Virginia.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundebot. 30th of January today, 2024, 7:34 in the morning. And it should be clearing up today, kind of a sunny day, but the rain starts tonight. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. The three soldiers that were killed on Tuesday, they were killed over the weekend. Specialist Kennedy Layton Sanders of Waycross, Georgia, and Specialist Breonna Alexandria Moffitt, and 46-year-old Sergeant William Jerome Rivers. They were all from Georgia. Were killed during a drone attack near the Syrian border over the weekend. The United States has been attacked gosh, over 200 times. Forces in the Middle East have been attacked over 200 times. And this is the first deaths that we've had, KIAs. And I just, you know, I read what her parents said, and it was very touching. The parents of Kennedy Sanders said, as a grieving parent, I would not want to see any other parent go through what we're going through right now. But given the circumstances, our child and the others who lost their lives are considered heroes in this situation. However, the president of the United States decides to respond, it won't change our situation at all. Whatever is decided, I trust it'll be a good decision. It keeps everyone in the safest positions. They've gotten a call from the Georgia governor and various lawmakers, and they have to fill out paperwork. I did not know this. They had to fill out paperwork to be able to have the president call them. I'm not sure what kind of paperwork that would be, you know, something that says you won't say anything nasty to him. I don't know. But they are expecting a call from President Biden. And President Biden has said, besides, it was 34 wounded along with that attack. It looked like it was a drone attack that got through, and it hit an area where the soldiers were billeted, and which resulted in such a high casualty rate. And the president says they will have no doubt we will hold all those responsible to account at a time and a manner of our choosing. These were all Iranian-backed militants that launched that attack. More than 40 people were injured, and at least 8 were medically evacuated. But more about this, Kennedy's parents come from a long line of service, with her dad, brother, and grandfather all having served in the military. I've always kind of focused on her commitment to the Army and understanding the ultimate sacrifice. I came home. Her big brother came home. My dad came home. A lot of us don't have that opportunity to come home, her dad said. God bless them. God bless her daughter. And God bless all those men and women that are out there in places that you'll never know about. How many people knew? How many? You know, we've got 12,000 military over in the Middle East right now in a variety of different places. And where they think it may not be as dangerous, it's anywhere, is the front lines there. And then in an accompanying story, Joe Biden was revealed he may not attend the ceremony honoring the 3 U.S. service members killed in Jordan. National Security said the president has no plans to travel to his home state of Delaware for the dignified transfer. While we mentioned it yesterday, I don't have anything in his schedule to speak of, but I have no doubt we'll continue to communicate with the American people. And what it says is, and this one activist said, Joe Biden just got 3 black members of the military killed. This is from him. It makes no difference what color you are, or you know, what race, and what religion in the military. You know, they're all brothers, they're all sisters. The Black Lives Matter so much to Joe Biden, he won't even bother to show up to receive their bodies, from what I'm hearing. My condolences to their families. And if you cannot make the time to honor the service and sacrifices of 3 soldiers from Georgia, do not expect votes from Georgians in November. So I would think on something like this, this is the first 3 that, you know, we've had hundreds injured, dozens and dozens, I shouldn't say hundreds, but dozens and dozens of military injured over in the Middle East from attacks, the first deaths we've had. There ought to be something there that for President Biden. You've got them over there. It's the Middle East has morphed into a war with Israel and Hamas, and then now Syria, Lebanon. The Iranians are pushing this. They're providing weapons. They're providing training. They're providing money that we have released to them. And this continues to go on and on and on. It will be interesting to see what the Biden administration decides to do, if anything. If you remember in 2022, I know it's a long time ago, that was 2 years ago, you were 16. Weren't you? 2 years ago? All right. Say, talk to me. 2 years ago, do you remember the 22 Olympics? The 2022 Olympics?
Not very well, no.
Do you follow the Olympics?
No.
Oh, okay. Figure skating. Everybody loves figure skating. I don't. My wife loves the figure skating. They just announced is that the USA, which got the silver medal, is now getting the gold medal for the 2022 Olympic team figure skating competition in wake of the suspension and disqualification of Russia's Kamila Valieva earlier Monday. It turns out that right after the competition, they tested her, and that she'd been tested earlier and had failed for a drug that she was taking. And it was Valieva, then 15, led Russia to the gold medal in the Olympic team event. And the United States finished second, and Japan was third, and Canada fourth. So there's no word about who gets it. But the next day, the medal ceremony for the event was canceled, and the results were thrown into disarray after Valieva was found to have tested positive for the banned heart medication, trimetoprazine, 6 weeks earlier at the Russian Championships. And they ruled that her four-year suspension begins on the date she took that test, December 25th, Merry Christmas, 2021. So, Russia has been banned from the Olympics, the last two Olympics, but they don't ban their athletes. They compete under a different flag, but the official team from Russia can't because of all the doping that they found and proven to them. It was years ago. You won't remember this. I don't even know if you were born. But the East German woman swimming team was so packed with steroids that it looked you couldn't. It was hard to tell the difference between the East German who were under the Russians at that point. It was hard to tell the difference between the men's team and the women's team. I mean, these girls came out, set world records. I mean, they were just. It was like the men's team had put on different bathing suits. So Russia was banned from because of their doping policies, which were so obvious. And it, you know, so I guess it's still going on. So our Olympic team gets the gold a couple years later. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
In my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time.
Where do you find these songs? Have you heard of that song before?
Yeah, The Smiths.
Yeah, cool. Lord, just once. Just once. Lord acts, was it? The Lord acts in mysterious ways. Who knows? You may have already gotten everything you were going to get.
It's true for some people.
For some people. Hey, 7:48 in the morning here on the 30th of January, 50 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. The only one with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system, less intrusive, faster recovery times, get out of there quicker. Also, one of the highest rated hospitals in the nation as far as safety and care for their patients. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Hey, a guy by the name of Taylor Farries, if I got that right, F-A-R-I-E-S, it's a local documentary, a filmmaker from right here, just won the Best Environmental Documentary in the Cannes World Film Festival. Not the same as the Cannes Film Festival, but still quite an honor. It was called Acid Canal. He heard about the canal going dry for the first and only time in its 100-year history. And the film is educational about water rights and uses, but also compelling with stories of landowners in southern Shasta and Tehama counties dealing with no water and the decision made by the canal's board of directors. We're going to try and find him. He's here in town and get him on and talk about this. When they first started, they were learning about acid, what it is, how does the structure work, who's in charge of things, and ultimately we realized this is a way bigger than just this small water district. And to tell the story, we had to go to the federal government, essentially the Bureau of Reclamation, just to understand, how did you come up with this water allocation amount, and how does this all work? And when there's water, there's politics. The Canal was given 18%, as we all know, of its normal allotment. The board decided to sell that water for $7.5 million, saying it wouldn't have reached the small farms and homes in the district. And that didn't go over real well with the landowners. They care so much about the land and making the land better. They're very much environmentalists, Ferry said, which I know some people would say, oh, environmentalists are extreme, but they're some of the best fosters of the land that we've seen. Acid Canal has been submitted to more than 100 competitions and has been accepted by at least 13. So, good on him. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. If I could comment real quick and maybe give the listeners something to chew on this morning about the soldiers that recently lost their lives over there. And, whatever it is. What is it? What's the
they were on the Jordan-Syrian border.
Jordan. All right, Jordan. A question for your audience and for Americans to ponder. What's more dangerous, a bully or a coward? We demonize bullies, right, and we coddle cowards in this country. Well, it's cowards that fly planes into buildings. It's cowards that attack with drones. It's cowards that take a gun into a school and shoot up the school when they know there's nobody there that can defend themselves. That's all cowardice. And yet we coddle cowardice. You know, we don't, I'm not saying that everybody should be a bully. I'm just saying we demonize bullies and we coddle cowards. I salute those soldiers. I'm like you, I'm former military. But those soldiers would have rather died in a firefight than some cowardice attack by a drone.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question premise. Would you rather die with your enemies at your feet, and or would you rather die while you're sleeping? Dead is dead. However, I think that if you have, I think that most warriors would like to be facing their enemy and trying to make a difference. But those soldiers were making a difference right where they were. And, you know, whether they were killed while they were sleeping, whether they were, you know, believe it or not, whether they were killed because a tank backed over them, they were heroes. They were heroes putting their lives on the line, as you did. And I understand what you're saying. And the way you confront bullies is you stand up to bullies and you strike them. So and keep them from bullying people. So it'll be interesting to see what Biden has to do after this, if he does anything. I'm sure he'll do something. But, is he going to hit an empty factory? Is he going to or is he going to make a statement? I mean, we know that these people are backed by the Iranians. At what point do we start making the Iranian military pay for this? Is my question. So, but thanks for your phone call. No, I understand.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks for your show, Carl.
You bet. We talked about the, yesterday a little bit about the subways. All the subways around here shut down. With no notice. And then you've got to ask yourself, what was it from? Was it because of the new pay scale that was coming in? They were all franchises. In other words, they didn't belong to the home company. They were franchises. The one on Eureka Way was closed indefinitely due to an ongoing water leak, according to the leadership at the time. The next day, the inspector from Subway's national corporate office was visiting. He ended up going to another store after mine, and they were closed. So she messaged me, did you guys close it too today? Yeah, I was instructed to close. I'm not sure I know why. So from the national office, didn't seem to know. At least the inspector that was sent out didn't know either. And there's been no response when they go out to to the national corporate offices, but they went into Delight Foods Incorporated, based in Reading, which it appears that is the ones that owned them. They were going through a wage lawsuit or something. So I don't know if they had anything to do. 17 went out of 17. It seems like a lot. Is it 17 in the local area? Let me see. I'm saying 17, but I don't think that's right. I think it's more like 7. So we'll find out. Why don't you look that up, Ben? But anyway, all the subways, and you know, it's kind of a secret sin. You like to go to Subway now and then and get the tuna fish sandwiches. So border supervisors. They're meeting tonight, my friends, is at 5:30 instead of the regular 9 o'clock. So it'll be 5:30 tonight if you want to attend. Now, the other thing is they're going to be announcing kind of rules of order there at the border supervisors. The time for people to be speaking, that they're going to hold them right to the 3 minutes and they're going to turn the mic off. The other thing is no more big signs. I think it's 18 by 24 is the sign that you can bring. You can stand in the back, but you can't block the doorways or anything like this. You can't disrupt the meeting or you'll be asked to leave. And so this will try and bring a little more order back to the Board of Supervisors meeting. I mean, the meetings are long in many cases, hours long. There have been cases where people are yelling and screaming at each other. There have been, of course, the infamous N-word used by one of the speakers, people being thrown out of the meeting, people being told to be quiet, the supervisors being attacked. So all of this is going to, and supervisor board of this, chairman of the board, Kevin Kreis, says, we got to get this under control. We've got to be, you know, so no more big signs. You get 3 minutes. That's it. You know, that they're trying to conduct the county's business there and in a sometimes raucous environment. I remember when it happened at the city council, mm-hmm. they just moved all of the public comment to the end of the session. I think they had 30 minutes or something like that at the beginning. Then they moved everything to the end. So if you wanted to, you know, stand up and rail against somebody or against something, or if it was a good idea, you had to wait to the end of the session after the business was conducted, unless you had comments about something that was going, that they were voting on, then you could make comments on that, like the garbage, you know, being moved into the food waste, being moved into the green trash cans and all this other stuff that's going on. By the way, we're getting ready to put on YouTube and on our Facebook page and a couple others the interview we had with the garbage czar and about how it's supposed to work. Christina's been working on this, and we're going to start doing this on a regular basis. So you can start seeing, you know, items like this on Facebook where you can go back and listen to or watch them when we talk to them and ask them questions. You know, we edit it down so you're not going through all the, you know, frivolous stuff, but the frivolous stuff, you know, news, that kind of, but so you can start hearing this. So we're going to start putting that out on Facebook here very soon and be doing that on a regular basis, and probably some more commentary about things that are happening in our city, in our town, and asking people why and asking people what they think about that. And, you know, that is, are you going to obey that law? It's difficult. I've tried this week. You know, Linda's gone, so I said, well, I should be able to do that. And I have found that I start off real good for like an hour. And then I end up throwing paper in it or something like that, which is, you can't do that. That goes into your recyclable bin. And I'm still not sure what goes in the gray bin. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Haven Humane joining us.
KCNR, Ben.
Capitol Hill this morning. We're here today not because we want to be, but because we have exhausted all other options, and our duty as members of Congress compels us to exercise our constitutional duty and defend this separate but equal branch of government.
Republican Congressman Mark Green, chair of the House Committee on Homeland Security, which has voted along party lines to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas to the full House. The issue is Mayorkas's handling of the wide-open southern border. Green says Mayorkas has consistently, willfully, and systematically refused to follow the laws passed by Congress, abused his authority, and breached the trust of Congress and the American people on numerous occasions. Democrats say it's all political, and they're blaming who else? Donald Trump. A grieving mother remembers her daughter, Oneida Sanders' daughter, Kennedy Sanders, one of three American service members who died when a drone fired by an Iran-backed group struck their remote outpost in Jordan.
Kennedy was very outgoing. She was very athletic, very competitive. She was a very silly girl. She likes to laugh and play. She was known for her smile and laughing all the time. And she was just an all-around good girl, full of life.
In addition to Specialist Kennedy Sanders, Sergeant William Rivers, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt also died in the attack, the home base of the three troops, Georgia's Fort Moore. American consumers apparently feeling more confident now than they have in a couple of years. That's the bottom line of the Conference Board's closely watched Consumer Confidence Index. And watching Wall Street stocks in the red so far this morning, the Dow down 33 points while the NASDAQ is off 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Paydecker Portrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
A Pakistani court has convicted former Prime Minister Imran Khan of revealing official secrets, sentencing him to 10 years in prison.
The court ruling is the latest in a slew of cases that supporters say are meant to sideline the imprisoned former cricket star. Just days ahead of parliamentary elections, the Islamist politician was ousted in a no-confidence vote in 2022. He's not on the ballot because he's already serving a three-month prison term, and more than 150 other cases are still pending against him. He nonetheless remains a potent political force because of his grassroots following and anti-establishment rhetoric. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japanese transport officials have raided a Toyota-affiliated plant, searching for evidence after the company admitted cheating on engine testing. Japanese automaker reporting it kept its status as the world's top automaker in 2023. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Authorities call this guy a major league swatter.
A Washington State man who made more than 20 swatting calls around the country, prompting emergency responses to fake reports of bombs and shootings, has now pleaded guilty to four crimes. 21-year-old Ashton Garcia making the pleas on two counts of extortion and two counts of threats and hoaxes regarding explosive materials. Federal prosecutors say Garcia used voice-over internet technology to conceal his identity during those calls in 2022 and 23. Jason Walker reporting.
San Bernardino County sheriff's officials say the six men found shot to death last week in the Southern California desert were likely shot in a dispute over drugs, and specifically marijuana. Five suspects are under arrest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. And AM and 96.5 FM. Good morning. It's the 30th of January, 2024, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's at the helm, and National Plan of Vacation Day. Is there another one?
National Croissant Day.
Croissant. Croissant. Chocolat. Mi ami.
Macaroon.
Macaroon.
Ratatouille.
Nylons. Oh, I don't think that's a French word. Okay, but it sounds like it. All right. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, if you're looking for good weather today, you're going to get it. It's going to be gradually becoming sunny with a high near 66. However, it's going to start raining tonight with a low around 50, and we could have wind gusts as high as 18 miles per hour tonight, and then tomorrow, showers. The rain could be really heavy. We can get up to 1 to 2 inches of rain tomorrow, so stand by. And wind gusts as high as 36 miles per hour, with a high of 52 and a low around 47. And that's Wednesday night, Thursday night, same thing. But Friday, showers with thunderstorms, possible after 10 a.m. So, I mean, we're going to get it here. And chance precipitation that day is close to 80%. And a low around 37. So on Saturday, showers. Maybe partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 50. So it's getting colder. And at night, it's getting into the mid-30s. Maybe time to blanket the horse. So this is the kind of weather we're having this week. And the weather reports, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company. It's a veteran-owned company out of Anderson. It provides just outstanding customer service, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. They have other payment plans. They're just good people down there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Haven Humane with Mandy Oblin, who is their development director, and Jim Lewis, who is their director of operations.
Good morning.
I knew it was Lewis. I had it down here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where's Marky? I know he's listening.
Mark is down south. He's at a forum for animal shelter CEOs, so they're all learning and growing together.
Coming up with new solutions.
How long is that? I think like for 2 or 3 days?
For a week.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a few days, and then driving back and forth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In his Haven Humane car.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's kind of like advertising.
Yeah, exactly.
So, gosh, he was going to buy me breakfast this morning. I'm really...
He owes you.
I'm baffled by this.
I might have a protein bar in my car if you need.
Well, I'm going to run down right after this and get a croissant.
A croissant.
Okay. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good having you all here, though.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hey, you know, you started off today with a story about a little red Australian cat or dog by the name of
Rooster. Yeah.
That was picked up in November.
Yeah.
You know, tell us a little bit about Rooster.
Well, we brought up Rooster because we are really hoping to find some more fosters to help us out with short-term to long-term placement, but maybe not forever for animals. But Rooster was just a cattle dog that came in, and he was just so shut down in the kennel. And it happens from time to time, especially with working breed dogs.
They're used to being out.
Exactly. Yeah. So they come into this place, and, you know, we do our best to make it as comfortable as we can. But in the end, it's a concrete kennel with chain link and a bed and all that stuff. But in the end, you know, it's a small space for a dog that wants to run and do a job. So they just start to shut down, and they're just kind of scared of every person they meet there, no matter what we're doing to try to get them out of that scared place they're in. But in Rooster's case, we actually, we decided we just need to get this dog out of here as fast as possible.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Rooster refused to leave. He refused to walk.
Yeah, exactly.
So you had to literally carry him everywhere, out to go potty and all this. I mean, he was thoroughly on the verge of just dying in there.
Yeah,
I mean, not dying, but mentally just he was gone.
Yeah, so I'd go into the kennel with him, and he would lift his head, but he wouldn't stand up and walk over to you. He would just stay there on the ground. He would let you pet him and touch him, but it didn't seem like he was happy about it. He's just, he's like, what else is he going
to
do?
What else are you going to do to me? Why don't you just catch me on fire? something like that. But you put the word out for a foster family.
We put the word out, and almost immediately we had someone volunteer to foster. And she took him home.
She had to carry him to the car.
Carry him to the car.
I put him in the car.
Exactly.
Carry him out to go potty for the first day.
Yeah.
But Rooster responded.
Exactly. Give a dog a night in a comfortable house with people who love him, in a yard with some grass to touch. Almost instantly sometimes. And in Rooster's case, it was just overnight.
Within 24 hours, he was walking outside going, okay, I can do this. And within 48 hours, this is such a great story. I mean, I love this story. In 48 hours, he was playing with a stuffed toy and following his foster parents around the house. Now, how old was Rooster? Was he young? Was he like puppy-like?
He was about a year old or so,
a year. Okay, he's still young. By the third day, he was sleeping in his dog bed and acting like a very happy dog. Mm-hmm. On the ninth day, he jumped into the car on his own.
Yep.
And now, what happened to Rooster, though?
Well, spoiler alert, he was adopted. but the other neat thing about this is the foster parent, I was being coy about it, is actually one of our employees, Janet, who fostered him. So he was in the office with her each day. He'd come to work with her. And you could see the progression each day as we'd walk through
Janet,
do our...
Janet is married to Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, I just saw Kevin. Oh, okay, Janet.
Yeah, he's a good foster dad.
She's a good foster mom.
I mean, they're such good people. Oh, my gosh.
So, every time I would walk through her office to get to wherever else I was going, Rooster gets up out of his bed, comes over, and says hello. And you just, each day, he was a little bit happier to see me.
So she would bring him into work with her. He was happy.
He was in her office, not in a kennel.
I know. I understand.
And it's really important because when you're taking a dog home in foster care for a behavior issue like that, socialization is like the number one thing you need to do. Make sure they start getting used to being in new places with new people. But so he was adopted. It didn't take long. And he was adopted into a home with another dog. He loved that dog as soon as he met him. So I think he's happy and healthy and thriving now. So
that's got a good story to it.
Yeah, I think so.
But the big story behind this is foster parents.
Foster. Yeah. Right now we are at one of the most crowded that we've ever been, and a really important way to relieve that pressure of overcrowdedness is to have foster parents who are willing to foster for a short period. And we can do that from 10 days and up. All we ask is you take home the dog and bring it to PetSmart or our adoption outreaches at least once a week so that people can see it and actually adopt it. It doesn't have to be a dog like Rooster who's kind of shut down. It can be any dog that's ready to go. It can be a healthy, happy dog but we could use that kennel if that dog goes into a home for 10 days,
Cats too.
For the foster program where that's usually going to be kittens or medical issues or stuff like that because they don't travel as well for doing an adoption event once a week.
And then you've got, you need short-term foster homes for medical needs animals.
We always have stuff like heartworms, dogs and cats that come in with injuries that need to be splinted or put a cast on, and all that stuff just requires what we call a cage rest, but it's much more comfortable to do that in home than in a literal cage.
Yeah.
And that can be, again, anywhere from 10 days to several months to get the dog or cat over the hump and ready to be adopted.
And you provide all the food, all the medical care, all that. All you have to do is provide a little spot for them to rest.
Exactly, yeah. We will provide literally everything except for the house. You have to do that and the love.
And the love.
Yeah. Do you have any litters of puppies?
Right now we probably have about 3 litters of puppies. These ones are all old enough to be adopted, so they don't need a foster.
What I should do while Linda's gone is take a whole litter.
Yeah.
And when she comes in on Wednesday morning, we'll have a whole litter of puppies waiting for her.
Come on down. I'll make an appointment for you right now.
Then save me a cage.
No problem.
That's where I'll be after that. Yeah. The one with our name on it. Just,
yes,
you know,
there
just
you go.
Let me have that one, okay? And just spray me down with a hose once a week.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, great. So if you're interested in helping and, you know, for a 10-day stint to help these animals, just Rooster is a great example. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been helping people since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's got all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, insurance offices and financial management offices. And if you're looking for help on this insurance fiasco that's going on during California, this is the woman to call. She knows all about it. She's got sources to help you find that insurance. To find it, so many of them are not finding insurance when they're trying to buy a home, or their insurance has not been renewed. They haven't done anything. They're just not renewing. Give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and an evaluation of your situation. We'll be right back.
District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You just kill me. Ben just kills me. It's his choice of music. 8:20 in the morning here on the 30th of January, 2024. About 50 degrees out there. And we're here with Haven Humane and Jim Lewis, who's Director of Operations, and Mandy Hoplin. Yes, Hoplin, like Hoplin, like Goblin with an H.
Exactly.
Development Director.
I tell people that all the time.
And we're talking about the first segment, we were talking about the need for foster homes for the animals. Now, what else you got?
Well, we can do a little review on our adoption events from last year. The last big one we had was the Bissell Pet Foundation's Empty the Shelter.
Now, Bissell is the lady who owns Bissell, I guess, or she was the dad owned her.
Kathy Bissell is, I don't know if she's still the owner or just related somehow, but she started her own foundation, the Bissell Pet Foundation, separate from the vacuum company. And it's just to help shelter animals.
And she does such good work.
Oh, yeah. She's
called
a wonderful
Empty
person.
The Shelter event. Yeah. And so how'd you all do on that?
Well, the last one we had was December. It was about 2 weeks long. We got 51 dogs adopted, 77 cats, and a chicken and a few guinea pigs. So there's not one on the books right now, but they happen about quarterly.
Did you get the guinea pigs? Did you get the guinea pigs?
Oh, yeah, last time I was in here, he came
my,
around the corner.
My dad said no.
Okay.
Rude.
Okay. Rude. You were talking about it. Anyway, okay, so, and the thing about this is all the adoptions are paid for.
Right. Exactly, yeah. The Pet great. Foundation sponsors the adoption fees, so we can offer them at no cost.
One chicken. How many chickens did you have?
Well, we have chickens.
Yeah, we almost always have chickens and roosters. Yeah. You know, the city of Reading, you can't have a rooster. So we get a lot of those when the chicks turn into roosters and they realize what they have. So then we're trying
nobody
to
wants a rooster
out
in the neighborhood.
County.
Everybody wants chickens, but nobody wants a rooster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we always have a couple.
The second half of December, Subaru Loves Pets sponsored adoptions. So we had adoption sponsors through the month of December. It was awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So, well, good. 51 dogs, 77 cats, 1 chicken, and 3 guinea pigs.
Yep.
Okay, all have homes.
And yeah, just keep a lookout on our website and Facebook and Instagram, because those events usually happen around quarterly, so we'll have another one coming up here soon.
Okay. Okay. I've always enjoyed your vehicle donations. I've never had a readout, though, about how many you've gotten.
32 to date have been donated, and it's been a little over a year. Super easy program. You call 800 number or go online and put in your VIN number, information about your vehicle, whether or not you have the title. And if you don't have the title, it's okay. They'll help you get the title. Mm-hmm. You can donate a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, you name it, you can donate it.
Trailers, horse trailers, all of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They pick it up. They're responsible for it from the moment it's on the tow truck, and they take it to an auction. They auction it off. 80% of the proceeds come back to Haven for the animals. It's a really great program, and it's a great way to clean up your front yard, too.
Yeah, or your neighbors.
Your neighbors. Yeah, all you have to do is call 855-500-7433. You can also check it out on our website. We've got a page dedicated to it.
Okay. And you've got a big shout-out going to some people here in town.
We do. We have some amazing supporters of Haven. It's so, you know, the list is long, but the community support is amazing. But we have a special shout-out for our presenting sponsor for 2024. It's John Pohlmeier and Stacy Pohlmeier from Edward Jones. And then we also have another big sponsor, Walner Plumbing. He sponsored last year. He's doing it again this year. Just amazing friends and supporters for Haven.
Okay. Yeah. They're both of them are good guys. So, all right. You've got a bunch of things coming up, too.
We do. Correct? It's exciting.
This is the first time I've actually gotten a handout.
I brought you the whole packet.
Gosh.
The last page has everything detailed for you.
As I say, the whole enchilada.
I know. But the next one is on March 16th. It's a Saturday. It's in the morning, so you can come on out to Doggy Dash. It is an annual event. We have it every year in March. Rain or shine, because last year...
I can vouch for that.
Yeah. rain or shine. The registration is open. It is $30 for the 5K, which is 3.1 miles, and $45 for the 10K, which is 6.2 miles. For those serious runners, we are timing it. We have Midnight Racing, who will be out there certifying and timing it. However, the majority of the people that come to Doggy Dash come because they want to have fun, bring out their dogs. Treats Natural Pet Marketplace is doing treat bags for every single pup. Anderson Automotive is doing a trail bag with lots of goodies in it. So it'll be super fun. The one thing, though, that I want to shout out is we have a pet costume contest. So dress your pups up before you come out. And there will be prizes. And last year we had quite a few that were all dressed up.
Yeah, it was really cute.
Yeah. And so one of the judges will be someone from Treats Natural Pet Marketplace, and then Beth from Shasta Resource Management is another judge. So we've got some really fun judges who are going to be looking at those costumes.
I don't know if you saw that YouTube piece of the dog. It looked like a golden retriever. Could have been something else, maybe a cross. They had a half marathon going, and when they ran by his house, he jumped the fence, and he ran along with them for the rest of the race, just trotting right along with them. And
making it look so easy.
Making it look so easy, getting his water at the breaks, you know, and he just kept running with everybody.
I did see that one. That was awesome. Cute, yeah.
Did you see the horse during that bicycle race in Europe?
No.
This horse came by, leaped the fence, joined the bicycle race, and you could just see the bicycles were making room.
Scary.
And there he was at the front, just loping along, leading the herd
that
before they could finally stop him.
That's funny.
It was. It was great. They just wanted to participate. Okay, now, got the, it's almost here. The 8th Annual Putt for Paws Charity Golf Tournament, the Daniel Zanine. Did I pronounce that right?
Zanine. Yeah.
Memorial 8th Annual Putt for Paws and Charity Golf Tournament.
It's on May 20th. We need sponsors.
That's almost right there. It's almost here.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's here before you
know. February.
Yeah.
And that day is always sunny.
And thank goodness that you are having it in May instead of July.
July was warm.
My gosh. We were the last team out and because we've been out there broadcasting. And I tell you what, by the time we hit the – I didn't realize it, but if you're on the 16th, I think the 16th tee, you can turn right there and go right up the hill, which we should have. because we fought it all the way to the end.
Yeah, July's.
It was hot.
Yeah,
it was.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's worth it for the animals.
It is. But now it's in May, so it's not so bad.
Even this year.
Okay. And you'd think that October is a long ways away, but it's not really. It takes a lot of planning to pull off Bark, Wine, and Brew. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for people to purchase tables and sponsor tables and donations for the Live and Silent Auction, which is on October 5th this year at Wind River. And do you know what the theme is?
I have no idea.
It's superheroes and supervillains. Going to be fun.
Wow.
You know, Steve Lowry from O2 Motorsports is going to come all out for that one.
Always. He always does.
Yeah.
And Mark doesn't have to do anything special.
Well, I don't know which way you're going with this.
I'm not mentioning. But he can just, you know, either
just
one.
Roll up, yeah.
Just roll up.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, if you haven't been to Bark, Wine, and Brew, get your tickets early because it sells out every time.
Yeah.
And if you want to go there, and just wonderful stories. It's a, you know, it's the largest, well, it's one of your largest fundraisers to help Haven Humane move along and keep taking care of all these animals. And you have a good time, too. Linda and I will be there this year.
Yes,
we have it scheduled already. Last year we got, you know, family thing that, so... But this year, we're not going to have that family thing.
I love it.
Right. Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted number one in the North State. Best of the North State. Four Winds Jewelry. And there's a reason. It's because they're really great people down there. Locally owned, locally operated. Great selection of jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading with their own watch repairmen. They've got it all there. We love going there. Linda really loves going there. They always guide me in the right direction on those special occasions. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, and are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 4 Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Craft season is open. One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center are proud to bring you the 37th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all you can eat crab and oceans of fun, all while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Redding Rancheria, Professional Exterminator, Tri-County Bank, News Channel 7, Results Radio, Stevens Media Group, and this station. For info, visit ospshasta.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 8:34 in the morning, 51 degrees out there here on the 30th of January. One more day in January. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It is a, family-owned business and been around for 30 years, probably. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. I've been going there since I've lived here in Reading. Never had a bad haircut. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. Work it out on my time schedule. Go down there, or you can drop by, and if they've got an empty spot, and get your haircut. It's man's last stronghold, so it's not a salon. It's a barbershop. And I'm here with Jim Lewis, Director of Operations at Haven Humane, and Mandy Hoplin, Development Director. We're talking about all the good things that have been happening out there. Just we're talking about that. They had a great story about a stray in Shingletown, a little red Australian cattle dog. Did it have a short tail?
No, rooster had a longer tail.
Yeah. Longer tail. See, I just think those are just great dogs. But it has to be a special family. It has
right.
room, another dog to keep it occupied, or a room or a job. But it just came in and just and wouldn't respond, wouldn't walk, and you got him in with the Tedder family, mm-hmm. whom I know very well, and. You know, they brought him back to life, and then he got adopted. It was the perfect story.
Yes.
And then we talked about how well the Bissell Empty the Shelter event went. 51 dogs were adopted, 77 cats were adopted, one chicken, and three guinea pigs. John Pohlmeyer of Edward Jones and Walner Plumbing about all the great things they do about supporting Haven Humane. 32 vehicles have been donated to. The proceeds, when they're sold, have been donated to Haven Humane from Cars, Inc. So what they do is they'll pick up a car that's no longer working or you don't want it anymore, and they'll help you get the pink slip. They'll get you all that stuff, and then they tow it away. You get it off your property, and then when they auction it off, part of the proceeds, 80% of it goes to Haven Humane. The Doggy Dash is coming quickly, March 16th.
Just around the corner.
We're looking for runners and sponsors.
There you go.
Yeah, call development.
And then, now, something else happened.
Yeah.
I've never seen this one before. The Junior Picasso Pet Portrait Fundraiser.
Yeah.
What was that?
So I heard about this from a shelter in Iowa a couple of years. They had about 3 years ago they did it. And they enlisted kids from a local school to draw portraits off of pictures that have been provided by people that made donations. So we put this together with the principal over at Sycamore Elementary School, Principal Bianca Lana, and we did a lot of planning around it. We figured out how many approximately we thought we might be able to get. So we thought it would be about 100. The kids take the portrait that is sent to Haven. So we got all those over to the school yesterday. We take the picture over to the kids, and they draw an 8x10 portrait of the pet. And it is a mixed media portrait. So it's made with watercolor and crayon. And they just started the projects yesterday. So I delivered all of the photos, which there were 124 of them, to the kids, and they were super excited. And it's children from third grade to fifth grade over at Sycamore Elementary School.
So you know those portraits are going to be amazing.
They're going to be best fridge art ever.
And plus, y'all received $3,000 in donations.
Yeah, we did.
What a great idea.
It was so much fun listening to people's stories and seeing their pets.
When our dog passed, somebody drew a portrait and pencil of her. That is just so good. And gave it to us.
That's nice.
It's got a little place of honor there.
Yeah. those drawings.
Next to her little
pets.
Snooky ashes.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
so meaningful to have a portrait like that that you know someone put time into.
It is. Okay. Serious stuff. The vet hospital.
Yeah.
Veterinarian. Just don't want to confuse anybody. Veterinarian hospital.
Yes. Right. Yeah. That's veterinary hospital. So we're still not doing all of our public surgeries, but we are doing feral cats. So we have our feral fiesta day, which is the last Thursday of every month, and we'll spay or neuter up to 50 cats. You just drop them off at 7:15 in the morning, And pick up later that day around 4 o'clock. There are vouchers available that can take up to 100% off the cost of the surgery, so it's going to be anywhere from $0 to $25 to get the feral cats spayed or neutered, and then you release them back where they found them and help nip
most
that
the
problem
ones,
in the bud.
Most of the ones in Reading are the zero, I think,
yeah.
Mark said.
A lot
yeah.
of them, yeah.
So.
And then we also do 7 each day. Well, Monday through Thursday, we do 7 trap, neuter, return feral cats. There's no daily limit per person. It's just that we do 7 total each day. Each cat has to be in its own trap. And, again, just show up at the hospital by 7:15 for check-in. And there are vouchers available for that as well.
Now, what's important about this is once you spay them, take them back to the same area and mm-hmm. let them go.
Yep, so community cat.
It's in the same place, and what they do is they can't breed,
right.
but they'll protect their area there. And,
so, yeah, we're just trying to kind of close yeah. the cycle, you know?
Yeah, and if everybody did that, you wouldn't have 1,000 kitties
exactly.
showing up.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then for all your other pets, we do a walk-in vaccine clinic every Wednesday from 2 to 4. Those are our winter hours. It's right outside our vet hospital, so just be prepared for the weather. We have pop-up tents that we put up when it starts getting rainy. But sometimes the line is longer than the pop-up tents cover. If you're bringing a cat, it's got to be in a carrier for its safety. If you're bringing a dog, it has to be on a leash for its safety.
Okay. And on, you know, certain days, you can get your COVID vaccination. No. Okay.
No. That's at Mercy.
It keeps going everywhere. You know, you get your COVID everywhere. Yeah, get your dog vaccinated and get yours. Okay. It's not true. Okay. Okay. Wisdom. It's one of our
we have hand sanitizer, though.
It's hand sanitizer, okay. Got it.
Yeah, we've got that.
Okay. All right. What's next? Oh, adoptions.
Yeah, we can talk about adoptions. We're doing pretty good in adoptions right now. In November, we did 167 adoptions and 212 in December. And that was the month, again, that we had all the sponsorships
okay.
going on.
I don't want you to break Ben's heart.
Okay.
But Ben?
Rutabaga.
Rutabaga, the pot-bellied pig, was adopted.
You can visit.
What you should have said to your dad is, I want to adopt this 200-pound pot-bellied pig named Rutabaga, and your dad would have gone, no! Well, can I have 3 guinea pigs? Oh, okay.
That would have been
strategy
right
there's
there.
There's your strategy, man. You know, you start with a 200-pound pot-bellied pig named Rutabaga that likes to come in the house and then settle for the 3 guinea pigs.
Maybe it's not too late. What if he says yes to the pig, though?
That pig was like a dog and followed you everywhere.
I know.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you really want one, we have at least 4 more waiting pot-bellied pigs.
There you
so.
Go.
Come on down, Commissioner Dad.
I was going to say, hey, Dad, want 4 pot-bellied pigs?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it is they start off small and cute, but people don't realize how big these things get.
Yeah, they can get very big.
Yeah. Okay.
So, we're still full. We're doing all those adoptions, but we still managed to stay full. We talked about puppies earlier. We are taking in a lot of puppies, a lot more than I ever remember having. So if that's what you're looking
yeah,
for, a lot of people are.
That's interesting because we've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. And every time I ask about puppies in the past, most every time, puppies, you know, we don't have
puppies
any
puppies. Puppies go fast.
Puppies go fast, but we don't have any. But now you've got a lot of puppies.
Mm-hmm. We do, okay. Right? We talked about it earlier. I think we have at least 3 litters of puppies right now at the shelter ready to be adopted. So if that's your style, if you're ready for a puppy at your house, now is the time.
Maybe a 1-year-old that's housebroken?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Check it out. We did a puppy post on Facebook last week, and they're all listed on our website as well. So go to havenhumane.org and check them out.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of the website, we'd love everybody to help us network all our adoptable pets. Whenever you see our posts, just share them, whatever platform you're on.
Yeah.
Tell everyone you know that shelter pets are great pets. Our adoption fees, they cap at $135 for a puppy and go all the way down to free. So really reasonable, and every animal comes spayed or neutered, microchipped, all their vaccinations up to date. You can't find a better deal.
Okay. Volunteers, the lifeblood.
Yes, we love our volunteers. You know, the post that we just were talking about was put up there by a volunteer. We have Tina, who is just helping us tremendously with our website and our social media stuff, especially right now as Mandy's department is a one-person operation right
now. That's right. She rebuilt our website. It's spectacular. You guys check it out. It's wonderful. She's amazing.
Last year, our volunteers donated over 11,000 hours. And that's incredible. That's more than more hours than we've ever had volunteered. But we're hoping to just keep that number growing and growing and growing. We want every dog at the shelter to be able to get walked and exercised and played with at least once a day. Right now, we're about every other day, every 3 days, to get a dog out and on a walk. So if you're interested in volunteering, you know, dog walking is the most popular one, but we can take volunteers for anything. We just had a graphic designer sign up to start helping us out. So any special talent you have that you want to give back to the community with, give us well, actually, check out our website. That's where the application is, and you can get the whole process started there.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51.
Supervisor Kevin Cry has never thought the elections in Shasta County were a problem. Here's what he said early on.
I don't think there's any problem with our local elections.
But he voted to blow up the voting system anyway. Then he said,
we will not use Shasta County money to go down this direction, and I will not cost the taxpayers money.
A new voting system has already cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cry says one thing, does another. Can't trust him. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Back with Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
So during the break, Rooster's foster mom, or ex-foster mom, she texted in. That's Janet Tedder. She asked us to just remind or inform anyone interested in volunteering. You never have to walk a dog. You're not comfortable walking. We evaluate all our dogs and rate them from level 1 to level 3 based on how difficult they are to walk. Not how bad they are, just how easy they are to walk. You know, some dogs pull or jump or things like that, or just some dogs just weigh 120 pounds. So we'll rate you, and you can kind of know what you're getting into. And there's like I said, there's lots of other ways to volunteer too. It doesn't have to involve animals at all. If you're allergic or anything else, lots of clerical things, lots of crafty things, anything you're into.
There's all types of things you can do out there. Laundry.
Yeah, even volunteering for events.
Sounds laundry. Yeah,
that's true.
There's plenty of things you can do out there laundry wise.
Yeah.
Okay. You can kind of get into your zen place and just fold for hours.
Yeah. Even volunteering for events. So we always need extra people helping with directing and collecting and all of that at events. So, yeah. There's lots of opportunity.
Lots of opportunity to excel at Haven Humane.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. And then let me see, what do we have? Oh.
We can talk about lost pets, what to do when you lose your pet.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, the most important thing is to do something before your pet goes missing, which is microchipping the pet.
We microchip Snooki. And I'll tell you what, you know, she was an indoor dog, but every so often.
Did she sneak?
She'd sneak. Mm-hmm. And I'd be outside, like, taking the garbage cans out. And I'd turn around, and there she is. Because she'd followed me out, and I thought I'd close the door. And so one day, I'm taking the garbage out, and I look around, and there she is, just walking down the sidewalk, just trotting that. We always took her the same, took her in that general direction for her walks. There she was, just trotting down the street.
A little creature of habit.
And on the sidewalk going, yep, here I go, I'm going to cross the, like a big kid. But she's been microchipped. So if something did happen, and somebody reported her and said, hey, we found this dog, and your people came to pick her up.
If they're microchipped, our officers will scan them with their little reader in the field, and they can bring it back home. If your microchip information is up to date, they'll bring them right back to your door.
Yeah.
The best way to keep an animal out of the shelter is to never let it be there in the first place. And, you know, there's I can't tell you the number of times people come in and find their dog with us. Oh, it always wears a collar. We just gave it a bath. We took it off. Or she's always inside. She doesn't wear a collar. So microchips, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to wear a collar.
It always makes
the ID. Yeah. It's just an added level of safety.
I'm seeing now they're microchipping horses. They've been microchipping horses for a while too. So you don't have to brand them or do other things.
Yeah.
They just microchip them.
Yep. And it's really simple. It's as simple as giving a vaccine basically. So they are only $23 at our Wednesday vaccine clinics. That's from 2 to 4 every Wednesday.
Well worth it. If you've got an outside dog that, things happen, and the dog could get out, and, they're three blocks over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And only $35 any other time, Monday through Saturday. Just show up anytime to our receiving building, and we can get your pet microchipped. We want to get them back just as soon as possible, so that's the best way to do it.
All of this information is on your brand-new website.
Yes.
That's right, havenhumane.org.
Who did it? Who did
Her name's Tina Casebeer, and she is wonderful. She's magic.
She's magic.
What she did was she met with each one of the managers to say, is this page working for you? what would you like to see to help inform your customers, the people that support us? Like when you're looking for information about microchipping or the hospital or adopting, you know, we wanted to make sure that we delivered the information they were looking for really quickly and easy to find.
Yeah, and if you look at the front page here, it's got a picture of a beautiful German Shepherd. Looks like almost like a Malinois or a kitty. Find your new best friend today. And it does. It has everything on the front page, spay and neuter, licensing, lost pets, animal control, and Vincent Haven. And so far, pets adopted since 2022, 1,885.
That was last year alone. Yeah.
652 animals returned to the owner. 3,000 spay neuter surgeries. These are all 2022 numbers. Animals rescued. What is that when you rescue them? What do you mean?
So
by that?
There are lots of nonprofits and other animal shelters that can take from each other. So in Oregon, there are not as many dogs running around loose as there are down here in California. So we actually work with several shelters up there. They come down, they take dogs from us to relieve the pressure down here.
Oh, okay.
And they get those dogs adopted up there. There's also local ones that do foster homes, so they rescue them from the shelters and then get them adopted out at their own pace.
I was surprised by how many horse shelter or horse rescue places there are up here in Shasta County. I mean, there's several of them up here.
Mm-hmm.
They'll rescue horses. They get them out of the, you know, people can't take care of them, or they'll rescue them out of kill pens and all this. Yes, there are kill pens for horses. They sell them and they go across the border, essentially. So, great. I mean, this is just all the stuff on the front page of the website for Haven Humane, which is havenhumane.org, and it's got your doggy dash. Because y'all go across the bridge.
And through the Sacramento River Trail.
Yeah. Area. That's great.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And that's going to be in March.
Mm-hmm. March 16th, Saturday.
I don't think maybe I can borrow a dog from the show, from you all.
You can take my dog. Her name's Suki.
No, I want to get one out of the. I want to get one out of Haven Humane.
Mm.
Could you do that?
Historically, we haven't, just to lower the risk on everything, because there's lots of dogs around and stuff, so you just want to be careful. You don't want it to be anything bad on their record, you know?
Oh. Well, maybe it'd be a little dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I carry most of the time. So, anyway, okay. Well, thank you all so much for everything you do. First of all, my friends, the reason that I gave you some of these statistics is when you think about it, 1,885 pets that were picked up were adopted out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1,885, 652 returned to the owners. Many of these may not have been returned to the owners without Haven Humane.
Mm-hmm.
So many spays and neutering to help take care of the population explosion we're having. When you think about all these numbers, they wouldn't be here without Haven Humane.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the kind words.
Well, no,
having us on.
It is. I mean, how could, you know, you're an integral part of our community. And so, you know, anything you can do to help support this organization, volunteering, sending your photo in so it can be drawn by the,
Sycamore Elementary School.
Sycamore Elementary School. The volunteering, you don't have to walk dogs. You just go down there and help out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And so all of that helps to keep Haven Humane right at the top of the list where it's been for so long.
And it takes a community. We wouldn't be able to do these services without everybody in our community and the support.
And, you know, they've got, you got an old car or truck or boat that you're, you know, it's just kind of hanging out. Donate it to Haven Humane.
Yeah.
Yep. Get it off your lot and all of that.
Yeah.
I was going to do it to the people down the street, but in the VRBO, but they said I couldn't. So I was just going to have it, you know, new Tesla.
Ooh, that would be a good one.
I was going to donate that new Tesla to somebody. Anyway, okay. Last thoughts?
Just thanks for having us. Yeah, we love to be a part of the community. One last plug for ways to help is our Misty Lee Fund. That's how we take care of all the injured and sick stray animals that come into us. So if you have a special place in your heart for those animals that need some extra medical care.
Yeah. Misty Leaf heartworm, broken legs, right. things like this. Right. This fund helps. This fund pays for, or helps pay for it.
Exactly. And when you donate on our webpage, you can choose Misty Lee as one of the funds that you want to, the money to go directly into.
Cool. All right. Hey, tomorrow, hopefully, Trish will be back and she and I can catch up on what's going on in the world. We're going to have Dick Wilkerson join us at 7:30 and who knows, maybe a surprise guest at 8, but if I have Trish, that's all I need for Thursdays. Everybody, it's supposed to be clearing up today, but get ready because the rest of this week's going to be rain. And God bless America.
Yep.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.